This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call. Love to have you on here. Now, we talked a little bit more during the break with Rob in regards to blueberries and a little bit more information. And it's, you know, it's not just about each plant individually. It's about getting a little bit bigger and taking care of the outside of it as well. As I said to him, one of the biggest things is bird netting to have around those plants and get them. The acidity level is very important. He had said he has a nice area that has some pine trees, some moss, etc. So he knows that it's a very acidic area. It's a great thing to start with. It's perfect. So definitely take a look at your areas and see which spots you can do. Maybe there are areas that you were saying, oh, I can't grow anything here. Maybe it was this, maybe it was that. Maybe a blueberry is the way to go. So just some good stuff right there. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions and help you out the best we can. Well, earlier we talked a little bit about pelletized gypsum. Now, with all the snow we've been having, you know, there's a lot of salt that comes with it. And salt trucks, they're going down the street and they're not really, you know, they're not slowing down because they see a lawn or an area where a lawn would be. They just got to get out there to make the road safe. So they're just putting down their product best they can out on there. And the sand is going to go, the salt is going to go into the yard. So take a look at that because, you know, if that salt's getting on the yard, you're going to want to use a product like that gypsum or a fast-acting gypsum. So take a look at what you can do. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Allison Brewster.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. A few years ago, I bought a butterfly bush, and it grew to be a beautiful thing. Big blossoms. It grew probably like 6 feet high. And then I found out that I'm supposed to trim it back every year. So I trimmed it back, and now it's just a small version of itself. The blossoms are small. The stalks are like, some of them are like pencil thin. And I don't dare cut it back again.
Now, so you don't have to cut it back every year. Some people will actually let it grow. A lot of times, if you want to cut it back, it's if you need to cut it back, it's because it's gotten too big, it's gotten too leggy, etc.
Yeah.
So you don't have to prune it back every time, but you can prune it back to about 12 to 24 inches high. So it's, you know, nothing to it. Have you done it? When was the last time you pruned it?
It was, let's see, It had to be before last summer.
Okay.
Because last summer it just was a small
yep.
thing. And I did trim it back initially because it was covering one of my windows. So I thought, mm-hmm. well, it's getting a little too tall. But now it's too short.
Yeah.
And the blossoms are small.
So they're going to stay small based on how big the plant is. They kind of they kind of grow with that. What I'd like to see you do is, have you fertilized it at all?
Probably not for a while.
Okay. Fertilizing is definitely the thing you want to do.
Okay.
Because it's going to give back some of the nutrients that are in there. Okay. You would want to use, you could actually use Holytone.
I have Holytone.
Yeah, so you could definitely use Holytone to put into the ground this spring.
Okay.
That way you can give it something back. You're going to help its root system grow a little bit. You're going to help the plant. You know, you're not looking at something that is, you know, a heavy dose of something. You could use a 10-10-10. You know, so that would be an all-purpose general fertilizer. So it has all nutrients the same. Maybe to give it a little bit of a boost.
Uh-huh.
To really push it this year.
Okay.
To really get it ready. The other thing is adding organic matter in the garden beds around it to help with it. Could really help.
What does that mean? Does that mean manure?
It can be manure. It can be compost. There are products out there that you can get. There's a bagged type mulch called Sweet Peat.
Wait a second.
That
I gotta write this down.
Okay. There's
how do you spell that?
So it's Sweet, S-W-E-E-T, and then peat, P-E-A-T.
Okay.
So it's like it's a play on words with the peat moss when it's not. It's actually a very composted horse manure. It's very it's more than that. That's not just it. There's a lot more to it,
right.
But it's a great product because you can use it as a top dressing, as a mulch, and you're adding organic material into the soil to make your plants stronger that way.
Yeah, my soil, I know I did put good soil when I planted it, but basically if the roots go down too deep, they're going to be hitting yellow sand.
Yeah, so adding some of that soil is really going to help because you don't want it to be that sandy. I know you're in Brewster, so you're going to have more of a sandy soil, but adding that organic material is going to help any of the plants around it have more of a root system and stronger. You can actually add, say you were doing like a vegetable garden, you could add about 2 inches of compost or organic matter each year to really help it to be stronger. So it has more of some soil to it for the nutrients, etc.
Okay, so it's not necessary to put this stuff down deep. Putting it on the top soil is okay.
That organic matter, yeah, putting it right on top is perfect.
Right.
You don't have to mix it in. Over time, the rain and watering, et cetera, it'll seep into the soil.
Okay.
But definitely like a 10-10-10 or a Holytone.
Okay.
I would say for right now, start with a 10-10-10. And then as a regular fertilization each year, use the Holytone that way.
And at what time of year am I supposed to do that?
About April-ish. Once you start to see some life back in the plants, you want to see a little bit of the leaves popping on plants in general. So certain ones, like a butterfly bush, might take a little bit longer to show its leaves. I'm talking when you're starting to see everything start to come alive. You're starting to see buds on trees. You're starting to see, you know, certain flowers. Maybe forsythia is out, etc.
Okay.
So not necessarily the plant itself. You're looking for growth happening around you because that means the roots are active of all the plants, and then it can actually be absorbing that. Because sometimes with plants, like for example, a Rosa Sharon bush is like the last plant to show its leaves. It's always like, it almost feels like it's May. Now, if you were wait till May to fertilize it, you've missed like a month of good root growth and development. So that's why I say just take a look around and see what is actually starting to pop, which buds on the plants. And when that happens, that's when you can fertilize.
Okay, so this, well, my stalks will get thicker, you think?
And all I that? Think so over time. But like I said, you don't have to prune it back to that 12 to 24 inches every year.
Okay.
It's if it just gets too big and out of control. Some people will religiously cut it back. Some will just let it go for a few years and then cut it back again and then have this process go through. But it just takes some time for this to come back.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Alice. Thank you so much for the phone call and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions. I did get an email a couple minutes ago. And maybe on the other side of the break, we can try to answer that question as well as your phone calls. We're about to go to a break, so if we had another phone call, I didn't want to grab it just yet. But give us a call in the meantime at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Any questions, you can go to our Facebook page or our website at paulparent.com and email us, and we'll try to get to those too during the show. So multiple ways to get to us, not just on air. So look for that. Phone number 855-660-4261.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more on the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. And until then, we're going to go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Don in Centerville.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, just a question on my lawn. I have a lawn that was hydroseeded 3 years ago. It's going into its third year now. And I'm not very happy with the people that have been doing the yearly maintenance, the fertilizing. And I was wondering, so this year I decided to do it myself, this coming year, and I was going to do the Scott's four-step plus maybe adding some Grubex. And I was wondering if that's what you recommend, or is there something more specific for our area here?
So, you know, putting any type of fertilization down is highly recommended. Personally, I don't like to use the Scott's products myself. It doesn't mean they're bad. If that's what you want to go with, great, that's fine. Like I said, the bigger thing here is actually using fertilizers. If you're looking for something, you know, I'd almost look at more like a Jonathan Green has a program. Bonide has a program that's really good. There's Lebanon has a really nice program. There's all out there. That being said, whichever one you use, you just have to do it multiple years. Okay, and I'd also like to see it not just a four-step. I'd like to see it as five steps. Okay? So you would have your first step is the crabgrass preventer with fertilizer. Your second step is a broadleaf weed killer, which you're doing these in six-week intervals. Okay? Step three is a fertilizer. And then step four is usually considered a winterizer. I like to do step three as fertilizer, step four as fertilizer, and then step five as a winterizer. Okay? So it's a little bit different than that.
That's all right. They don't, you know.
Well, so the good thing is we do a podcast. The podcast automatically loads up afterwards. So if you you know, have more questions, you can go to our website at paulparent.com, click where it says listen live, and you can actually get the old podcast on there. So it's pretty cool to be able to do that. So I like to look at it that way as a 5-step program. But what I would like to see you do first thing is get a soil test done on your lawn. That would be able to tell you what else you need to do. So it's not just about putting the fertilizers down to keep the grass growing that way. It's about where we're at for a soil pH, what else is going on. You know, obviously you're not happy with what the lawn service has done. There's a reason behind it. You know, is it patchy? Yeah. Is it what's going on with the lawn that made you know?
Yeah, it's kind of weedy. There are weeds where there shouldn't be. I think it is kind of patchy. There are areas where it's good and areas where it's not so good.
Okay.
So and I know I have pine trees in the back, so I know maybe the soil's a little acidy in the back of the yard, and that's where it's the worst.
Yep, so that's a big thing to look at, and that's what the soil sample will help you with. You'll be able to tell the pH. Now, Bonide has a product out there called Turf Turbo. What that is it's a fast-acting lime. You know, if you go to like the local garden center, you'll see those bags of pelletized lime for like $4.99, yeah, something like that.
Right.
That takes about 6 months for it to completely work. Okay, this fast-acting lime that Bonide has, there are others out there. I like this one, though. It's called Turf Turbo. You can actually put it at double the rate to bring your pH level up higher. So you want your pH to be in about a 6.5 to 6.8 range. Most likely, most likely it's going to have a thicker, it's going to have a very low pH, like a 5.5, 5.6. So you're going to need to bring it up a full point. So what's going to happen, so right now we're actually about to go to a break. I have, I can talk to you after the break, give more information, or I can talk to you during the break to give you some more information if you'd like.
Yeah, I talked to you during the break. I'd like to find out where to get that soil test done.
We can do that. So hang tight for me.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story, and entertainment blogger and podcaster Marilyn Gale says,
"Our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a 5-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme."
Tensions turn deadly at Venezuela's border as trucks full of humanitarian aid are prevented from entering the nation by forces loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. Two trucks were set on fire yesterday, and at least 5 protesters were shot and killed. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Talked with Don during the break in regards to what he wants to do. And like I said, you know, five-step is the way to go. Putting any fertilizer down is the way to go. I want to see that for everybody, you know, really working on that. There's a couple alternatives to the brands that he was looking at. I just want to throw out there. Bonide has a great program. Espoma has a great organic program. I love their that program. Natural Alternatives has a great program. So those three are some alternatives. So take a look at those. There are multiples out there that are stronger and a little bit better for you. But I can't stress enough. I feel like I talk about it a lot, but getting a soil sample done for a lawn is the best thing you can do. You know where you're at and what you need to do. It might look at it at first and say, I'm spending $20 to tell me what's in a soil sample. But that $20 could save you money long term. You're going to go in there and say, I already have a 6.8 pH. I don't need to add lime. I don't need to add this. I just need to maintain. Or, you know, you have a very low pH. I need to add lime. I need to do this. Going into a garden center and explaining, yep, I have this, and knowing what you're kind of going to need and having somebody talk you through it is going to be so much better than going in there and saying, I have a lawn. I have some issues with it. I have this. So going in there with that information, even with the soil sample, you can get some really good stuff. So, you know, take a look and see what you can do with that. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody else on the line?
Yes, sir. Ellie in Massachusetts.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
When your newsletter came out with the Clivia...
Okay, a couple weeks ago.
One.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
And I got one just before it was blooming, and it was beautiful. Now it's all bloomed. Do I cut the dead things off and just leave the stalk to die back like you do the Christmas ones? You know?
Yeah, so you want to cut back the dead to it. You don't want it to just sit there.
So just cut the top off where the blossoms were.
So cut the
falling off.
Yep, so don't just cut the top and leave, like, the stem of the flower. Cut back the stem to the lower part, into the leaves, where the leaves are. Okay, so cut it back, and what you actually want to do is at this time of year, now that once it's done blooming, you want it to have a dormant period.
Yeah.
Okay, so the soil should kind of stay a little bit drier.
Yeah,
to keep
it
that.
Dry. I was going to ask you, and it's filled right to the top. I got it at Mahoney's.
Great.
But it's dry, and it doesn't seem like it was really getting a lot of water, and I didn't know if I should repot it now.
So not at this point. What I'd like to see you do is, you know, let it have a little bit of a dormancy period. Okay.
Yeah.
It wants about 2 months of dormancy. So, you know, or 8 weeks, you know, depending upon the months, it's the same type of thing. But cut the flower back into where the leaves are. The leaves, it almost looks like an amaryllis, if you will. It's
right.
You know, pretty much in the same family, the way it grows. So you cut that back down to the leaves and let that just kind of go. Okay, and let it just be dormant for 2 months. You don't have to water it. You don't have to do anything to it. When you start to water it, what happens is it starts to break out of its dormancy period.
Okay.
You'll keep it in, you know, cool temperatures, but I'm not talking like garage levels or, you know, in a patio, like a porch outside.
Yeah.
I'm talking more of like maybe a basement that's heated where it's just going to have some time away. You don't want it to have a ton of sunlight. You want to just kind of let it have that. So, you know, put that period, let it happen, and then it'll start to get ready. Once it's done, you can use like a bloom booster to refertilize, get it to rebloom, or you know, when it's blooming.
When will you stop that?
So you would do it early. Maybe I want to say like March, middle of March. Well, at this point, if you're just cutting it back now, you're going to want to wait till April, the end of April, because you want to give it that 2 month period.
Right.
Okay. To do that. So you would use.
Could I repot it then?
You could repot it then. That would be great. So what you're going to do is slowly bring it out of its dormant phase by bringing it. Slowly temperature acclimate it to bring it cool, warmer. So
yeah.
Say you put it in the basement and it's, you know, cooler down there because it's the basement. And you bring it up and you get it warmer so it'll acclimate to it. Then you start increasing the water. And then you would want to use a heavy phosphorus and potassium base. So like a 10-10-10 or a 20-20-20 fertilizer would be a good way to do it. You can get like a 20-20-20 fertilizer in, I believe, Peters. Fertilizer has little containers of they're like little pellets that you make in a watering can. So you mix them in a watering can and water them in that way.
Oh, okay.
What's
the brand on that?
Peters. J.R. Peters, I believe, is the brand. But you could... You could definitely use that, and then once it starts to bloom, you would use that every couple weeks.
Okay.
So
I bought Miracle-Gro too.
So a lot of Miracle-Gros will have like a 20-20-20 fertilizer base to it.
Yeah.
Did you buy the little yellow one?
No, I bought the box with the powder.
Is it a yellow box?
Yeah, yellow and green on the top.
Yep, so I believe they have that one as like a 20-20-20 base.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So use that once you start to see the leaves coming back and the blossom, then the stem popping up for the blossom. Don't use the 20-20-20 right away. Use it as you start to see the growth.
Okay.
You could use something a little bit lighter than earlier. Maybe like a 5-10-5 or a something like a 10-10-10. You know, 20-20-20 is a little bit stronger. It's double the rate, obviously, of the 10-10-10. So just giving it a little something at first to push it along versus giving it too much.
Right.
So by doing the heavier fertilizing when you're starting to see the bud of the plant coming up, you're going to prolong the blooms. Whereas if you give it too much too early, you could stress the plant out and push it through.
Right.
So that's why I say wait till it's starting to show the stem and start to have the buds on the top there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Now, I also bought a gardenia plant.
Okay.
Okay. The first one, I brought it home. You know, it looked good. Next thing you know, all the leaves dried up and were falling off. I took it back.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And she said, well, it doesn't look like there's any bugs or anything, so I brought home another one and did the same thing.
Okay.
So what I did was I knocked all the leaves off because they were all falling all over the place. And it said they like humidity.
Yep.
So I got a small humidifier.
Yep.
And I got that blowing at it, not right close, but a door's width away.
Okay.
And it seems like they're getting all new green things now.
Yeah, so one of the keys to houseplants out there is having a higher humidity level for most everything except for, like, cactus and succulents.
Yeah.
So another trick that you can do other than that humidifier, you could buy a plastic saucer, a bigger plastic saucer that the sides on it are about an inch or two high.
Yeah.
Okay? Get some rocks, put it at the base of it, maybe a couple inches of rocks, and fill the base of that about halfway up the rocks, okay?
Yeah, and let it sit in it.
And just let it sit it on it. You don't want the...
I put some little things of water in there, like shot glasses. My friend said, oh, put shot glasses in, it does fine.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
What that'll do is it's doing the same thing. It brings moisture to the air. And a lot of tropicals want that humidity in the area.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do is if you have more plants in the house...
Well, I do, and it's all out in my Florida room.
Yeah, group them together as well.
Yeah.
In nice groupings, because they'll play off of each other. They'll actually create humidity for each other.
Oh, okay.
Another thing you can do is get just a little spray bottle, like a spritzer, and spritz the area, you know, every couple days around the leaves to get that moisture in the air.
Oh, okay.
So having the moisture is just is such a benefit for houseplants that many people don't know about of what it needs to do. You know, it's not just it going through, you know, overwatering, underwatering, et cetera. It's some other things, too.
Okay.
So I definitely
want to... Can I repot this gardenia plant? They just seem like, you know...
Yeah, you can definitely repot it.
Need more room.
So what I'd suggest doing, put your hand over the soil.
Yeah.
Flip the plant upside down, pull the pot off. See how the root system is in there. If it's circling around the plant, or if it's really hard to get out of that pot, then you know you're going to need to repot it. If you're not seeing circling roots, but you're seeing just a few roots here and there, you might not need to repot it. It might just need that humidity. It might need a little bit more watering more often. It does take a little bit...
Seems like when I water it, it just goes right down into the saucer.
Okay, so to me, that shows that it's drying out each time.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't want it to dry out to the point where the water just goes through. So what I'd like to see you do is, if you can, if it's a small enough plant, take it, put it in the sink, soak it, let the water go through, let it sit. Then put the water on at a drip, you know, maybe a little bit more than a drip, and let it sit there for about 10 to 15 minutes. What that's going to do is that water's slowly going to seep into it. It's going to open up all the capillaries and allow those roots to really grab that water.
Yeah.
So what happens is when you water it and the water goes right through, the roots don't have a chance to actually grab onto the water. They can't just, they're like, oh, there it is. Oh, nope, I can't, you know, one of those things. You can't grab it. So when I water any plants, I always like to water the first time, let the water run through, wait a couple minutes, and then water again to allow it to really absorb. Okay, so I think so. The gardenia could have some issues with that, you know, being maybe just a little bit too dry.
Okay.
Once you feel the soil on the top, if it's dry, that's when you want to water.
To repot it.
Yep.
Do you break up the dirt?
So you should break it up a little bit, but not to the point where it's all going to fall off.
Right.
Okay. So on the sides, you know, if it's pot bound and the roots are circling, you can actually take a knife and cut like three slits around the pot.
On the sides?
Just to, on the sides.
Yeah.
To push those roots when you put it into a new plant and say, all right, I want you to go this way versus just circling. It's just going to help them get into that next level.
Okay.
All right.
The one other thing I bought, too, was a lemon tree.
Okay.
I got two lemons that were still on it, but all the leaves fell off of that, too.
So that sounds like it might be the same exact thing, so I'd follow those same exact instructions.
Okay.
All right, Ellie.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Ellie about a bunch of different houseplants. And a lot of leaves were falling off. So taking a look at the humidity, taking a look at your watering, and maybe taking a look at the root system underneath and grabbing that plant, seeing what's underneath, what's going on. That way you can say, all right, you know, I have all this information. Bring that back to a garden club and garden center and say, hey, this is what's happened. You know, let me know what we can do. So see what you can do there. Now, I have, there was a listener who emailed from Carmel from Connecticut. So last fall, something turned our lawn upside down, like someone was digging in our lawn. How to repair this in the spring. Now, it seems like you had some grubs in the lawn. If it was being dug up and torn up that way, what you're probably having is like raccoons or skunks digging in the lawn to get those. So it looks like they're almost like rototilling the soil for you. If that's not the case, there could have also been moles or voles. Moles will travel underneath the lawn to see, to get to the different roots, etc. But they'll create little tunnels. And some days you'll walk out there and you'll just walk and all of a sudden the ground will sink. So it almost seems like there'd be more of the digging part of it would be more from like a skunk or a raccoon looking for the grubs that are underneath it. So it looks like you have a grub problem. What you can do early spring is there's a product out there called Dilox. Not early spring, but you know, mid-spring, you could actually throw that down. It would kill everything that's there, but then work on a long-term, season-long grub control. Okay? So just a couple thoughts for you there. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom in Rochester.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah,
How's it going? I just had a quick question as far as aeration on the lawn. Is that beneficial to aerate and overseed in the spring, or is it beneficial just to aerate and not overseed?
So I would do both.
Okay.
On there. Aerating, if you have something that has a very thick lawn, is very hard, compacted, aerating is the best way to do it, to loosen it up. But I'd also, if you're looking to aerate it and you know, there's a reason behind it, is it too thick, is that, you could be using a product as well out there called Love Your Soil by Jonathan Green. That product right there can help break up underneath any like clay-filled soil, compacted soils, etc. So the air, you do the aeration to loosen it up. Then you can put this down, and you can put it down at the same time you put seed down. It's not going to affect the seed. It's doing something completely different. You can put that down to really loosen up that soil, allow any fertilizers you put there to go through the soil the right way versus just either sitting or not being effective. So aerating and then throwing that pelletized, it's called, I believe it's called Love Your Lawn, or it used to be Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil. There's also another product out there called Solucal S.
Those products, you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, so that product can be done after the aerating to just continue it. So you've now loosened it up a little bit. Now you're going to even, it's like a 1-2 punch. You're getting it in there.
Is that the same thing as like a lime?
So that Solucal, they do have a lime product, but the Solucal S is a pelletized gypsum, the same type thing, but it's a fast-acting. The S is based for the sulfur. That sulfur that's in it makes it faster-acting and will actually push through it quicker and help with it.
Okay, I got you.
All right.
And the other question was, is it worth fertilizing when you aerate and overseed with a starter fertilizer?
If you're going to put seed down, definitely a starter fertilizer. I'd even look at, they have a starter fertilizer with crabgrass preventer on it. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it because you can put that seed down and it picks and chooses the seed that it kills. And it's usually all the crabgrass seed that would come up, and it definitely works on it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Appreciate the help.
All right, good luck. And like I said, just that 1-2 punch with the aeration and then that Love Your Soil or the Solucal S is really going to help you. Continue fertilizing. Fertilizing is the way to go. And try to do 5 steps versus 4 steps.
Yeah, 5 steps throughout the whole year, you're saying?
Yeah, because the lawn is still growing into November. So, okay. All right.
And when would be a good time to do the aeration? Whenever the mud stops, kind of?
Yeah, once you start to see the ground is thawed, that'd be the way to do it. Yep.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
Nathan, you there?
After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.